All right, and there's actually sunshine out there on this Monday morning. That's a nice thing. It's 8:41. Asked Ed Weisler if he brought the sunshine with him. I think he did. Good morning, Ed.
Thank you, Patrick Mahomes.
Great game last night, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? A lot of fun. Good morning.
Oh, good, yeah, that too. Yeah, there's that orange thing up there that was
missing. I know. It's, deer in headlights, yep. Exactly. And Marcus, good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Paul.
Marcus Middleton is here as well. Talking about the American Legion, I guess there have been some changes in membership requirement. Ned, why don't you just start? I want to find out a little bit more about what you're doing to try and drum up some interest in the American Legion.
The American Legion was formed nationwide in 1918. And at the time, Congress had stipulated that only those who served during wartime were could join the American Legion. Mm-hmm. And it's just my personal opinion. I could never figure out why, if we are not a government subsidy, if we receive no funds, if the federal government's not involved in the day-to-day running of the post through any post throughout the country, why does Congress get do they stipulate what the requirements for membership are? And last year, the president had signed a bill indicating that anyone who has served in the armed forces and has an honorable discharge from December 7th, 1941 to date 41. Is eligible for membership. Well, that opens it up. That opens it up, from coast to coast. And there are six American Legion posts in St. Clair County, and we thought that we would come and speak on behalf of ours, because mm-hmm. we don't do competition, and ours is Post 8 downtown, and Post 8 American Legion, Charles Hammond, is one of the oldest American Legion posts in the state, and it is the oldest one in St. Clair County, but we don't rest on the past, so... Anyway, that's why we're here, is to drum up interest and increase our membership.
That's important, isn't it? Because I think all clubs and organizations, organizations, churches, you name it, it's hard to get new members into anything, isn't it?
Well, what's happening right now is it's like some of the older vets that came back starting with Vietnam, they did not want anything to do anything military. Mm-hmm. So they shied away from it. Now the younger generation that have been out, we've been at war for Rome, 19 years now, and we have some of the vets coming home and they're not quite sure where to reach out to. They don't like the idea. Some do not like the idea, okay, I just want to go down there and sit. No, we're more than that. And one of the projects we're trying to do right now is we're having a presentation by Gary Easterling, the director of American Legion Michigan Veterans Affair. And this is February 19th at 6 p.m. And he's going to talk about what the veterans' benefits are out there, who you go to, how you do it. And that as a post, we feel that we have to reach out to the younger vets and allow them, you have support. And that's why we're here as Post 8. We do support you. And we want to see you.
Yeah.
And that's more or less, I'd like to put it on your webpage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll let folks know about this. Yeah, you raise a good point. What is the American Legion? Because I think even vets coming back, looking, maybe not even looking for support, but need that kind of support, don't know what the American Legion is. How do you describe that so that people understand what the American Legion is?
It's a group of veterans. And I've always considered a veteran is a person who went to boot camp. If you went to boot camp and you came out, you became a veteran. I don't care what you did or how you did it or anything. You're a veteran if you went to boot camp. And as American Legion, what we're there for is support, because as a veteran, only one veteran and another veteran only know exactly what happened and how you went through it. And now and again, everybody has to say, okay, I'm not that tough. I need some form of support. I need to talk to someone.
Yeah.
And that's why we're there, And yeah, you can go down there and talk to some of the older ones or somebody sitting there. And when I was in, no, it's not that. It's to know that you are with someone that's willing to listen to you,
yeah,
willing to help you.
And it's a safe environment. Unlike going to other places, other public places, you know that if you're at the American Legion, you're among allies.
Yes, you're among brothers, sisters. Yeah. I mean, and that's it. I read a terrible article on that. You know, that's why I dislike some of the teachers for teaching me how to read. Because, you know, and comprehend what I've read. Yeah. And the latest one is we have had more suicides than actual men killed in Vietnam. Hmm. We have hit that number.
Wow.
And, you know, and the worst part about the whole thing is they don't know where to reach out to. The family members don't know where. And that's what this on the 19th is. If you don't have to belong to the post. All you have to do is be a veteran, show up, and bring your spouse, friend, you know, someone that can help you. And the American Legion is starting a new program also is the buddy check, to where different vets will step up and Ed needs help, he can call me, you know, and he knows that, or vice versa. That's what it is, the buddy check, the American Legion starting out. And that's who we are. We're a group of vets that believe in vets.
In each other.
Yeah. And in community as well, because you're also, you know, you folks serve the community in a lot of ways people don't even know about. But, I mean, you're also a community service organization, aren't
you?
Well,
one of the ones that I'm affiliated heavy with is the St. Clair County Allied Veterans Honor Guard.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them.
And no one realizes, you know, we're doing 300 funerals a year.
Wow.
Better than that.
In all kinds of weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we do go to Holly, which is a national cemetery, the 4th and 5th Thursday of the month. And you're right, in all kinds of weather. But it does not. We are a group of volunteers. We're a group of veterans that believe that the veteran needs to some respect in his in their final time. And the family, all they have to do is speak to the funeral home or else call one of the other organizations, you know, that even our post, and we'll give you a number of who to contact and to receive that. It's all volunteers. It does not cost you anything.
The vet out there that is not a member of the American Legion but is thinking about it or listening this morning and saying, you know, maybe I ought to make that call, maybe I ought to become a member of the American Legion. What do they need to do? How do they go about doing that?
They show up post or else email and we can send out or else even go to the website americanlegion.com and for michigan americanlegion.com and they can come up with, there's an application and you put in your zip code and they will put you that your post, the closest post for you for American Legion post.
There you go. All right. Once again, it is Wednesday, February 19th, so 2 weeks from this Wednesday at American Legion Post 8 on 6th Street. It's the Learn About Your VA Benefits program, 6 to 8 p.m. And do you need reservations for this?
Yes, RSVP, there's a phone number there,
okay,
which is the post.
Just call the post, 982-9553. Guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for having us.
You got it.
One other thing is, even if the women, if your father was a veteran or a relative was a veteran, you can still join as a son. They have a group, Sons of American Legion Squadron 8, or even the women, wives of a veteran, all you have to do is come in under there.
The applications are in the main entryway.
Okay.
And, they're very active. We don't have enough time here to point out some of the things that the Sons of the Legion or SAL or the Women's Auxiliary do, but they're both the backbones of the post. So there's an opportunity for, even if you're not a veteran, but there's a veteran in your family,
yeah,
to be part of something that's bigger than yourself, that serves the community as well as veterans in general or the veteran in your family.
There you go. Well
thank
worth
you for the
considering.
Time.
Thank you. I appreciate
but,
it.
One other thing.
Yep.
Wait a minute. One other thing. Yeah, any vet out there that's listening that is a member of Post 8, we'd like to see you at the meetings. It's always the second Tuesday of the month.
All 7 right. o'clock.
A gentle reminder to all the members to show up. Thank you. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.